Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to House Talk, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Ritter. If you got a question for us, you can give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or give us a text at 95920. Plus, we are Facebook Live at, I never can remember that, Mullen Inc. Mullen Inc. I never can remember that at Mullen Inc. I have Josh Wilson. He is a new guest with us. Josh isn't much to look at, but he has a very good company. Living Water Irrigation. Do what?
I smell good for radio.
You smell good for radio. There you go. Well, that's debatable too. Living Water Irrigation. Now, listen, when we bring new people on the show, we don't bring them on the show just because it's someone we met at El Chico's. It's people that we have worked with, companies that we have worked with, companies that we have established working relationships where we're good with referring them to our customers. We work side by side with them or introducing them to our listening audience. And so we want to welcome Josh to the show. And then make sure you check out his company at livingwaterirrigation.com. Is that
livingwaterirrigationok.com.
Okay.com.
livingwaterirrigationok.com.
Brian Underwood, Mullen Heat and Air. As you guys can see this on Facebook Live, the perfect individual to do radio and not TV.
Yes, I agree.
Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Now, we're going to be talking about the Platinum Program with you,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get into that and get into the details of what the Platinum Program is. Josh Wilson, we're going to be talking with Josh Wilson with Living Waters Irrigation, utilizing smart technology on irrigating.
Yes, sir.
Don't be wasteful with what's out there. We have weather sensors. We have water sensors. We can predict the weather to some degree on what it's going to be so it can manage the watering system so you're not overwatering or not putting any water at all at the time and then make sure it's not kicking on when it's freezing. We're going to be visiting about that. We are missing Jim Evans.
You know, he is getting old. He probably got lost.
I would ask where Jim Evans is, but he's not here. And even if he was here, we'd still be looking for him. But
yeah.
Jim Evans with Energy Tech, he is somewhere in the halls, maybe. You know, this place is like a mouse maze trying to get back here. It is. You got to have a piece of cheese to find your way. I've never seen so many crooks and turns to get back here. So Jim Evans with Energy Tech, he'll be here shortly. Once again, if you got a question for us, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or give us a text at 95920. And you can always ask us a question on Facebook Live at Mullen Inc. I want to talk about a couple of topics real quick. And the first thing that I kind of want to visit about is tankless water heaters versus tank water heaters. I get asked these questions all the time. Which one do you think we should put in? Guys, if you're going to be building a new house, there's a no-brainer tankless water heater. The only difference in the cost of installing a tankless versus a tank when it's a new or even a remodel area is the cost of the unit itself. Hands down, tankless water heater is where you need to go. On replacement, if you're looking to replace a tankless water heater or a tank water heater and you're thinking about upgrading to a tankless, you got to really think the quality of life at this point. And what I mean by quality of life is for us, I have 6 kids at home, 3 boys that are teenage boys that take long showers, and 3 girls that are 11 and my twins that are 8. And then a beautiful wife. There's 8 of us at home. There is no way a tank water heater would work for us. It just, there's not enough capacity for that to take place. So a tankless water heater for us is a quality of life because we can, it's endless. A tankless water heater is endless hot water. You can just continue to run through the hot water like you have your hot cold faucet on. You can have the hot side on it, and it will stay up with the same amount because it heats it on demand. But if you're looking at it as a cost savings, so say you've got a rent house, or you're going to be turning over the house in 3 years. I don't know if I would recommend necessarily putting in a tankless water heater at that point, because you're really not going to get the payback that you need on it. And the reason why natural gas prices are so low right now, that it's going to take you 3 to 5 years just to pay the system off. And when you go to sell it, I don't think it really, I know this isn't a big sell, but it's really not going to add anything to the cost when you go back into sell or to the sell of it. It's not really going to add anything to it. For us, though, it's just the peace of mind. You don't ever have to worry about running out of hot water. And so I would recommend, if you're building new, remodeling, or you're going to be there for a long period of time, put a tankless water heater in. Not to mention, a tankless water heater, you're not ever going to come home to your house flooded because a tank water heater ruptured. A tankless water heater doesn't do that. So, and there's safety valves that will actually shut it off if it does spring a leak. So there's a lot of peace of mind to that. Now, this time of the year also, you got to pay attention to the quality of your water heater too. And what I mean by the quality is, a lot of people start calling us and saying, I'm not getting as much hot water as I used to. I used to get more hot water. I'm running out of hot water faster. Is it normal? And this is on tankless or tank water heaters. Here's the deal. It is normal for you to have less hot water now because the water temperature coming into your house is much cooler than it is in the summer and spring. Your water heater efficiency levels are set with a water temperature in the mid-70s. So when the average outside temperature is in the 50s, that's the water also that's coming into your house is going to be roughly the same degrees. So it's taking longer for the hot water to heat the colder water coming in, and plus it's also mixing because a tank water heater doesn't have two separate areas for cold water going on this side and hot just go on the left side. Instead, what you have is when the hot cold water comes into the tank, it mixes with the hot water immediately. So the hot water that you have is cooling down faster, and then then it's causing you to have less hot water to be able to take a shower with. However, a 40-gallon hot water heater should produce roughly 31, 32 gallons of hot water, a 40-gallon. A 50-gallon is going to produce, they say, between 39 and 41. I haven't ever seen one produce, a 50-gallon hot water heater actually produce 41 gallons of hot water. So you're probably going to be somewhere in the upper 30s. I say all that just so you understand what efficiency levels your water heater is actually working at. I go all with that still yet. Tankless versus tank, go tankless. Now, you got a question for us, 918-460-KRNG, or you can give us a text at 95920. Brian, you got anything to add on that one?
Well, we've got a couple up here.
You got text messages? What do they say?
We've got Troy says his HVAC fan sounds like it labors in AC mode, but it's quiet in heat mode. That there may not necessarily be a problem. In cooling mode, that fan runs at a higher speed than it does in heat mode. So it may just be that you're hearing more. It may sound like it's laboring, but it's just because it's moving more air in AC mode. In heat mode, it runs at a lower speed, so it doesn't sound like it's laboring as much. I mean, if you hear a squeak or something like that, then that could be a bearing. That'd be something you'd want to give us a call on. But if it's just a louder noise, it's because it's in a higher speed.
You stopped too quick on that one. You got to pass it off to me. I don't know when I don't know when you're going to stop talking. You assume I'm paying attention to you when you're talking. I'm not. Okay. I chase squirrels really bad. Josh, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Were you expecting him to stop right there?
I thought there was going to be like a more of a transition.
I was too.
I was ready. I was ready for the transition.
Just a full stop.
Take two here. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Mark Wayne. He's going to talk about this water pressure issue here.
Okay. I have a text message up here. It says, I don't think the text message actually makes sense, but I think I can make sense. It says, if water pressure regulator is in the can exposed, what's the average cost to change one if needed water pressure fades as you shower? I'm thinking what they're saying is that they got a water pressure valve, or what we call a pressure regulator, that is having an issue because you had probably too high water pressure and you don't think it's working right now, because when you're taking a shower, the water pressure starts fading. You can change that pressure regulator. They're pretty easy to change. We got to know what your actual pressure is, though, on the meter side before it gets to the pressure regulator, because they have different settings. It's not just one size fits all. We need to adjust it. So if the city water or the county water has 120 pounds of pressure, which anything over really 90 needs to have a regulator on it, but just say it has 120 and you're wanting to have 60 pounds of pressure, then we need to have that pressure regulator adjusted to that. So we'll have to know what we're dealing with first. To just change one out, it doesn't take hardly any time at all, especially if you're changing the same one. It's an hour service call, and then it's the cost of the unit. But I'm not, just because you're losing pressure when you're taking a shower, that honestly shouldn't be taking place like that. That does sometimes say the pressure regulator is going bad. Most of the time, that's actually not what the case is, though. We'll see that you have a slight blockage someplace else. You could have a restriction in your water heater that could cause that too, where you have the backup pressure that's there. And then as the pressure goes away, it's not replenishing the water back in the system enough. And that's what's actually happening. So you have a blockage somewhere in the line. I would probably say we need to come out and do just a little bit of test. I wouldn't just come out there if you called us and just replace the pressure regulator based on that. I think it could be having something else. And you can start eliminating that by saying, does it happen in every faucet or just the shower? If it happens just in the shower, then it's probably that stoppage is going to be somewhere in that area. And it could just be isolated to the shower valve or even your diverter that runs it to the shower head. And so it's a process of elimination. So if you'll pay attention to it and say, does it happen throughout the whole house? We'll probably start at the pressure regulator. If it happens in one area, that's the area we're going to start looking at where the blockage could be. We got to take a break. You're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. I have Josh Wilson with Living Water Irrigation, Briar Underwood, Mullen Heating and Air. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Rooter. You got a question for us? Give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. To House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Rooter, where the guys and all those red bands crisscrossing this a beautiful state we call Oklahoma, taking care of all your plumbing, heating, air, electrical, and environmental needs. My guys are going to show up with their shirts tucked in, belt around their waist, and shoe covers on their feet. If not, your first half hour is free. Remember, our expectations and what we expect of our technicians are at the highest quality, and we expect you to help us hold our guys to that standard, because that's where we try to achieve every day. Brian Wilson, Living Water Irrigation. He's new to the show, but he's
slightly... He kind of melted us together there, Brian. I know. We kind of melted together there, Brian.
Did
Wilson.
I?
Yeah, that's okay, Mark.
What did I say?
Brian Wilson. It's okay. We're like one. We've become like one.
What are you in the Beach Boys?
Yeah, I think so.
I need to engage my brain and my eyes at the same time. Josh Wilson, I got Living Water Irrigation.
You did
right?
that. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, Josh Wilson with Living Water Irrigation. I've got to say, Brian, with Brian Underwood with Mullen Heat and Air. See, I got those right. I've got to say, he's not starting it off real good with his wife because, see, he went to a Thunder game last night, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he
looks like he's still wearing a Thunder shirt to some degree. He went to a Thunder game last night and because he forgot he had this radio program this morning. And him and his wife, who they're basically still newlyweds. You've been married two years?
Yes, sir.
2 years? Okay. He's basically still newlyweds, forgot that he had the radio show. So he left her in the hotel room to drive back here today.
At 4 o'clock this morning.
At 4 o'clock this morning. Yeah. That's
true story. It's a true story.
That is way her that's gonna get her really excited about you doing the radio shows.
She actually was really excited for me. You know, opportunity only knocks, you know, and you have to open the door. So we had the opportunity to be on the show with you, Mark Wayne,
so
and then Joe Bryan.
You told me she was really excited about you leaving the room.
She was she is very patient and understanding. We'll say that. She wasn't. She did say last night, "Do not wake me up." I mean, she didn't make that statement. Do not wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
The honeymoon is definitely over then.
So, but yeah, after we get done here, I will drive back and we will live happily ever after. So.
Sure you will.
As long as you make it back by checkout.
So, yeah, so that's it. Yeah, so he left her. Now, just do the math real quick. We'll be done here at 9 o'clock. He'll be lucky if he's in the vehicle by 9:15. He's got the only vehicle. Checkout time is at 11.
We moved checkout to noon. I got an extended checkout to noon. Yes.
You did that?
That was, I mean, you know, it was very chivalrous of me. Yes. Yes.
Did she do that herself? Or did you actually handle that?
That was probably her. So, I mean, you know, full disclosure, probably
you
her.
You know, Josh, I'm just going to be real honest with you. Most guys hang out with me and my wife because I make them look so good to their wife. I mean, really, because I'm the guy that my wife just looks at me and said, "Could you be a little bit more like that?" But I'm telling you, we need to hang out because you would really make me look good.
Well, actually, Mark Wayne, just for the people out there listening, probably have heard the story. We just got done with a bunch of national press over some billboards I did for my wife.
Billboards?
Yes.
So I didn't know that.
You can go Google it.
I saw that.
Yeah, Brian.
What'd you
do? So we had got some billboards for the company, weren't getting any return on the investment, and so I put a statement up on the billboards, "Amy, I love you more." And so it got national press. We were on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday. It was on Good Morning America. Yeah, so see, I did that, and then I left her at a hotel to come record a radio show with you.
Okay, so, you can't hang out with me anymore.
Yeah, that billboard thing,
that?
I mean, that...
Yeah, who does that?
That just made me look like a worthless.
No, I know. Who does that? Who puts up, "Amy, I love you more" on a billboard? This is what I do when I'm in trouble, because you did that because you got in trouble.
No, I sincerely wasn't in trouble. You can call her right now. I will give you her cell phone number.
No, yeah, it doesn't make any difference. You're on national TV. You've already dug your story. This is my story. I'm sticking to it. But you and I and everybody in this room knows you did it because you were in trouble. This is what I do. I send flowers.
Nice.
I don't do a billboard. So you totally one-up me, so you're not allowed to hang out with me. Do we got to take a break? Yeah, great show. You can talk nothing about house talk, about marriage advice. Marriage advice, say "I'm sorry" quickly, and yes, dear.
Just buy flowers.
Just buy flowers.
Constantly.
There you go.
They're always right.
All right. Josh Wilson, we get back. We're going to be we're going to be talking about Living Water Irrigation, their smart watering system, utilizing the technology out there. People need to get hold of you. How they get hold of you?
918-237-6181. Or livingwaterirrigationok.com.
Brian Underwood, Mullen Heat and Air, your phone number?
918-258-6636.
I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Rooter. You got a question for us here on the show, shoot us a text, 95920. Give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Ritter. We're the guys in all those red vans taking care of your plumbing, heating, electrical, and environmental needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I've got Josh Wilson with Living Water Irrigation. If you want to see what this guy looks like, it's on Facebook Live at Mullen Inc.
Don't waste your time. It's not a pretty picture.
No, I agree with that. But yeah. Curiosity, you know, can hurt everybody. And what they say, curiosity kills the cat. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? Yeah. But I haven't ever seen that actually happen. Brian Underwood with Mullen Heating and Air. You've seen him on Facebook Live. We all know why he's on radio. Jim Evans with Energy Tech. I have no idea.
He's sitting right there. He's right there.
I have no idea where Jim is, which is really unusual. It's not unusual for him to get here late, but it is unusual for us not even to hear from him. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm worried, but
I actually am.
He may be, you know.
I actually am a little worried. I actually am a little worried. I'm going to be calling him in just a second. If you got a question for us, 918-460-KRG, 918-460-5764. Send us a text at 95920. You can also shoot us a question at Facebook Live. That's on MullenInc.com. Let me see. I got a 65. I don't know. Can I scroll that? I don't know where my... Can you help me scroll that up just a little bit on the text message? It's not coming up for some reason. I don't have a mouse in here that's working for me. I need to go up to the where it says a 65-year-old house, no known pressure regulator, has hot water hammer from outdoor faucet near supply. That's as far as I can get to on that one. Nope, either way. We're good. There we go. From an outdoor faucet near supply to home, is faucet the problem? And I don't know. It says 65-year-old house, no water pressure regulator, has water hammering from outdoor. So the water hammering from the outdoor faucet isn't coming from the pressure regulator for sure. What that typically is you're going to have two things. Most of the time when you see water hammering, It's from an outside faucet. It's a lot of times can be the actual the washer itself. You'll see the screw on that faucet on that washer will actually back off, because an outside faucet will have a stem that's anywhere from 6 to 18 inches long. That's the stem on it, and on the back side of it will be a washer that's literally just set in there with a screw, with just like a regular Phillips screwdriver. And what happens is when you turn that on, if it's loose, you'll start seeing that washer start bouncing back and forth. It'll start bouncing, and you'll see that hammering take place at that time. Other than that, when you see it just on the outside faucet, it's when you got a spray valve on it. It's called a quick closing valve. And so when you have a quick closing valve and you pop that handle off, that pipe isn't secured tight against the wall or against the floor joists, or depends on what type of house it is. It has to hit all of a sudden. That water pressure that you have coming to the house has to stop, and it's going to have a chain reaction. And if the faucet isn't secured, it's going to move a little bit, and that's what's going to create that hammering. We see this a lot on stools. We see this a lot on dishwashers, and we see this sometimes on showers, depending on how high your pressure is. But that hammer, you can take that out of it if it's not because of one of the pipes not being secured. You can take it out of it by put what we call a hammer rester. And the hammer rester creates an air pocket. It looks like a copper pipe that sticks up with a little bubble on it. And when the faucet turns off, it gives a little bit of air pocket for that reaction, that hammering, to go and absorb inside the hammer rester. I would say, though, on an outside faucet, the first place I would look would be the washer. I bet you that washer's loose. That's what we typically see right there. Unless you have your spray nozzle attached to it. I own a 2,900 square foot home with radiant heat floors. Currently, I have a 75 gallon water heater. Water temperature at faucet is 130. Wow, that's pretty warm. Can I move to a tankless with this? Yes, you can. I have a radiant floor system in our house too. I will say though, if I was you, I would keep the water heater on. You don't have to have a 75 gallon. I keep a water heater on the radiant flooring, and I would move the rest of the house to a tankless. I wanted the systems separate. I didn't want both my heat and my hot water to be dependent on one unit. So I would strongly suggest when we put in these Radiant floors, we always separate them. I never keep them together. So you can put the whole system on a tankless system. I actually have mine on a tankless system. I will tell you, I don't like it. I would have much rather had my Radiant flooring system on a tank system. If I were to do it all over again, that's how I would do it. So if I was you, I'd leave your flooring system on the water heater and then your bath water on a tankless. Let me see. Just moved to Broken Arrow from Indiana. Have a sprinkler system at the house. When do I need to blow out the lines? This is someone that's from cold water. Someone from a cold area that knows that they've got to winterize their system.
Well, thanks for moving into town from Indiana. Welcome to Oklahoma. We hope you enjoy
God's country.
Yes, this is the home of everything that's wonderful. You don't
starting with me. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, yes, yeah. I mean, it starts with Brian, then goes Mark Wayne, and then Josh over there behind the camera, and then the other Josh.
Why does it start with Brian?
It has to. He's it's left to right, Mark Wayne. Hey. You know, we've got to go left to right.
But the guy in the center gets all the attention.
How come I didn't get a billboard then?
I will rectify that someday. We'll go with that someday. From Indiana, now is the time that you need to winterize your sprinkler system. You need to get that thing drained. Either by getting your backflow preventer removed or drained. If you're doing fescue and flowers, we can talk about heat tape. We can talk about a bunch of different other things there, but you need to shut it down and drain it for the winter. Here in Oklahoma, the frost line doesn't get low enough, so we don't worry about actually hooking up compressed air. There are a couple companies out there that do so. It's not necessary. We don't as a company. I don't know what Mark Wayne recommends there from the Mullen side of things, but...
I wasn't paying any attention to you. Okay. I was reading the other text message.
Okay. What'd you just say? Getting it hooked up, compressed air, hooking up to it. We don't ever hook it up to our backflow preventers. Drain them and turn them off.
Because the compressor itself freezes up too.
There you go.
And perfect. And so I don't ever do that. Just when you decide to winterize it, we have a lot of Bermuda around here and fescue. Even fescue, you really don't need to be watering right now anyways. Nope. So there's no point in even having the system temporarily shut off. When you close it down, close it down. You just shut the system down for winter. We reopen it in March.
Perfect. And if you need that done, you can give us a call or look us up, and we'll be more than happy to help you.
That it? That's full stop on that one?
That's full stop. Okay, I'm back to you. And I'm back to you, Mark Wayne. So if you want to go to the next text message, was that a better? Do we need to work on our transitions?
We do, but that next one's long, and I'm going to need some help scrolling from whenever it starts to where it ends. And then while we're doing that, Josh, why don't you talk about your smart watering system?
Sure. So the latest, greatest technology is Wi-Fi controllers. So the great benefit to you out there as a homeowner with an irrigation system is it has predictive watering. It can simplify your watering where we can go in and set parameters up. You don't have to worry about it. Makes it really maintenance-free. Just kind of set it and forget it. I'm sure I own Ron Popeil some kind of royalty deal there, but we can just go in and set it for you. We can make it water. If it's raining outside, it won't water. If it drops below freezing, it won't water. And back to you, Mark Wayne.
Oh, thank you. So you see how you
got it, Brian.
It's his first show.
Yeah.
His first show, Brian. And Josh is like perfect handed that off to us. Now, that first text message or that text message up there, that's yours. You don't need to worry about the bottom of it. The bottom of it pertains to me. But so don't worry about that part. Just address the top three text messages on that.
Okay. So
what? You read it.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess they're wanting to know what a thermocouple does.
I thought it says removed and cleaned up to one piece igniter, dog leg, and all seems to work fine. Where can I pick up a new igniter?
Oh. Oh.
New igniter.
Ream. It's a ream furnace.
Oh, ream furnace?
Yes. Did you not read that?
Yeah. Well, ream spelt wrong, by the way.
I get that, but you got to know what he's trying to say.
Yeah. You can go to any lock and pick those up. Now,
it makes sense the way he spelled
it. I'm not sure.
I like it.
Yeah.
Phonetically.
Igniters, they might sell to you, but most of the time, like a gas valve or a contact or something like that, the law states that they can't sell to anybody right. that's not a licensed contractor. So I'm not sure if they would sell it to you, but lock or associated parts somewhere like that would probably be your best bet.
And take the igniter you have with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the part number. If you can find the part number with you, you can take that part number with you. If the system's old, sometimes the part numbers, they change out. and then they bring the part numbers back. We're starting to see that a lot more. Used to, manufacturers kept the same part number with one part number for a long time, but when they phase one out, they recycle that part number. So we've actually seen that. So if your system is 20 years or older, which we are seeing some of those units on there, I would suggest replacing it. But it's always safer rather than just using the part number on an older system. I don't know if this is an older system or not. Bring the igniter with you. And like Josh says, they may not be able to sell it to you. If they can, great. If they can't, sorry, but that, you know, that's where you'll have to call us on that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That it?
That was a rough transition there, too.
Yeah. That wasn't a rough transition. I said, is that it? I was giving you time to talk.
I was reading on a little bit further in there, and he was asking another thing about a round lens-looking device. Is that a heat sensor? I'm not quite sure what you're
looking at. Well, the round lens-looking device, I bet you anything, that's the pilot light sight.
Ah,
you know what I'm talking about? That's the only thing that it could possibly be.
It's the only
be.
Thing it could be.
Right.
What I'm talking about by that is
most furnaces will have a little round device where you can visually look inside of it. If you get your eye to it, you'll see if the flame is moving. If there's got it, and what's important about that is, one, it's obvious if the flame's going to hit because you can turn the device on and it'll pop up and you can hear it ignite. But what's important to us is we need to see if it's properly mixing, because the colors off that flame tells us a lot. And I'll let you explain that real quick for people that want to look into this, especially now that the furnaces are looking and we got to be careful about carbon monoxide and soot and everything getting in our system.
You want a nice blue flame.
By the way, did you see that handoff?
That was beautiful.
That was a beautiful handoff.
That was great.
Yes.
You want a nice, clean, blue flame.
Not bouncing around.
Not bouncing around. Floating flame, as we call it, where it's trying to suck itself up. If you get a lot of orange in there, it could be just rust over the burners, but lots of times when you see an orange burner, that means you've got air, that's a lot more air in there, and that means there's a crack or a hole in that heat exchanger. That's where you start getting sick, and we don't want that. So, nice, clean, blue flame. Newer furnaces now, I mean, when they light up, it sounds like a turbo jet kicking in. And that's what
sounds
you
like
want to look for.
Sounds like my diesel going. I love that.
And
let me tell you, too, on that flame, for you guys that want to look at this, if that flame is sitting there bouncing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, that means you have a backdraft that's coming back down the system. And that's extremely dangerous. When Brian was saying it needs to have a floating flame, that's why I keep calling you Josh, because I'm looking at Josh with the camera. When you have that floating flame, it needs to be a steady, nice flame, and it needs to have the draft pulling it up. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be steady. It's going to be pulling it up. If that flame has movement at all, moving around, that's not good. That's where you need to be getting us a call and talking about the Platinum system we have. We got to take a break real quick. We get back, we're going to be visiting with Brian Underwood at Mullen Heating and Air about Platinum Air System. I got Josh Wilson, Living Water Irrigation. Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red River. You got a question for us, send us a text at 95920. Give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. To House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Rooter. We're the guys in those red vans taking care of all your plumbing, heating, electric, and environmental needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our goal is not just to simply meet, but to exceed your expectation. Josh Wilson with Living Water Irrigation. He's new to the show, but it's who we use at Mullen Inc. It's the guys that we have come in and work with us on our irrigation systems, on the systems that are downstream from their backflow preventers. Their company we've been impressed with. That's why they're on the show. That's why we wanted to introduce them to our listening audience and plus our customers. Brian Underwood, Mullen Heating and Air, and the guy who's still missing in action is Jim Evans with Energy Tech. Seriously, I am worried about him. So during the break on Facebook Live, we're having a discussion about text messaging. the proper way to text message. I said a long text message, if I can't read it on one screen, I don't read it. I just simply call you. But the group text messaging, we all agree we hate that. So next week, even though I probably won't be on the show, Josh, the guy behind the camera, is going to have to show everybody how to remove yourself from the group text, because you two didn't know you could do that.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is life changing.
I need this. It'll change.
Isn't it? It's life changing. So next week on Facebook Live, the man behind the camera, the one who you'll understand why he's behind the camera when you get a look at him, he will show everybody how to remove yourself from a group text message. Don't forget, because this time of the year.
Oh, that's golden.
It's
you can
awesome.
Get back hours of your day.
Yeah, I have newfound respect for life now.
Like this tremendous thing to look forward to, Brian.
It's like
So, real quick, tell people about the Platinum program and then how people can get hold of you, because we're running out of time.
The Platinum plan, in a nutshell, is we take ownership of your system. It's just one flat rate a month. Anytime you call us for any service or maintenance, it's free. We're going to
free,
repair.
No charge, not free, reduced no rate, charge. Not a certain time period, no blackout periods. We own the system. We take care of it for life.
That is true. I just lost my train of thought.
So that's you trying to pass it off. So the Platinum program, people, the Platinum program isn't like most of your maintenance programs.
No.
You don't get a reduced rate. You don't get a preferred customer. Well, you are a preferred customer, but it's not like that's not part of the program. The part of the program is even if we don't install the program, we come out there, or the program, we install it, even though if we don't install the unit, the part of the program is we come out, we look at the system, we accept it, and we own it. If it goes out the next day, no charge to you. It's a small monthly fee, and this is good for commercial and residential businesses, and it's a complete peace of mind. You never have to worry about your heating or air conditioning system again. It is totally our responsibility, and you'll never get another charge from us other than the small monthly charge you receive. There you go.
That's
your phone number?
918-258-6636 or Mullenique.com.
Josh Wilson with Living Water Irrigation. They want to know more about smart watering systems, or if they need to get their system prepared for winter, which I strongly suggest you do. Give you a call at
918-237-6181.
And look you up.
LivingWaterIrrigationOK.com.
I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. You can look us up at MullenInc.com, 918-258-6636 in the Taos area, 405-943-0009 in the Oklahoma City area. You have a blessed weekend. We will see you next week.